He's asleep.
What did you say?
He's about asleep.
I've done lost one customer here. My youngest grandson just about gone to sleep.
Oh,
Dale wanted me to tell. He's heard me tell about the time I was hunting, and I was helping the dogs dig this varmint out of the ground. Of course, the reason I was so enthused about hunting was I was shipping my hides to St. Louis, and I'd get 50 cents for a polecat hide and a dollar for a coon hide and 35 cents for a possum hide. So everything I caught, I'd skin it and dry the hides and then put them in a box and ship them to F.J. Funston and Sons, St. Louis, Missouri. And I'd ship them today by the postman, and I went up to the post office tomorrow looking for the check. I wanted it to come so bad. I was up there every day hunting, waiting for it, you know. But it'd take a week or two before they got my check back. So that night I was hunting, and I was down on my knees, and the dogs had got into some roots in the ground, and a little yellow gal was down there just barking for dear life, and I didn't smell any polecat, and she didn't either. I'm sure she wouldn't have been so enthusiastic about digging that hole bigger. And all at once, with me down there with my, on my knees with my face in the hole, looking for the whatever it was in there and cutting some roots to help her with the axe, that dog grabbed that polecat and come backing out of that hole. Well, before I could get up, he was snatched out of that hole, and of course, the minute he come out, he was throwing that musk everywhere. Well, it blinded me. I couldn't see for 30 minutes. Yeah, it went in my face, and the dog turned him loose, and he just ran around throwing it.
You hear they can squirt 20
feet? Yes, they can. And I don't know how far they can squirt, but I know they she didn't miss me, or it didn't miss me. Well, the dogs were sick. They were rolling on the ground, rubbing their heads, trying to get it out of their eyes, and it got in my eyes, and it was about to burn me up. Well, I couldn't even see the lantern. It was sitting there on the ground by me. And finally, I got enough to be able to see, so you might as well call the dogs off when they get polecat musk on them. They can't smell anything else to hunt, to trail, and to tree. So I took them, and I got back home, and as I was approaching the house, I felt, well, now, brother, if I go in that house with these clothes on, my mother is going to, and Papa Bull going to run me off. So I went down to the barn and pulled my clothes off and hung them up down there in the barn shed and
the
stuff, and went to the house naked. And I still had some odor on me because it was on my face, but I washed my hands and face as good as I could. But for a day or two, I could still smell it on my hand. You just don't wash that odor off. But the boys used to come to school, and they'd been possum hunting the night before and got into a polecat, and they'd get around that little pot-bellied stove in that one-room schoolhouse, and they'd almost run you out of there. It'd make the school teacher sick.